You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and this time, we're talking about a hidden danger where bikes and cars often collide, the crosswalk. Every year, thousands of cyclists are injured in crosswalk accidents simply because drivers expect pedestrians moving at 3 miles per hour, not bikes coming in at 15. That difference in speed? It can be the difference between a close call and a tragedy. Let's break down why this happens and how cyclists can protect themselves.
Those numbers really put it in perspective. And what's particularly concerning is how many of these accidents involve children who trust those painted lines will protect them.
You know what's really troubling? The evidence shows that in school zones, we've got this perfect storm of distracted parents juggling drop-offs, coffee, and phones, creating these dense clusters of inattentive drivers right where our kids are most vulnerable.
So, what makes these accidents so different from regular pedestrian crosswalk incidents?
Well, it's a combination of factors. First, you've got that speed differential we mentioned. Then, there's the fact that bikes have a lower profile, making them harder to spot. And, in many states, there's this legal ambiguity about whether cyclists have the same rights as pedestrians in crosswalks.
That legal uncertainty must make these cases particularly challenging.
Exactly right. And that's why it's so crucial to contact the Injury Helpline immediately after an accident. They offer free 24/7 consultations and can connect you with attorneys who specifically understand these complex cases. And here's something most people don't realize. Surveillance footage often gets overwritten within just 7 to 14 days.
That's such a critical window of time. What other types of evidence are important to preserve?
Oh man, there's quite a list. We're talking traffic signal data logs, vehicle event data recorder information, witness statements, crossing guard logs. The Injury Helpline can dispatch investigators right away to secure all this evidence before it vanishes. They even use advanced technology like drone photogrammetry and 3D animation for accident reconstruction.
Those reconstruction techniques sound incredibly detailed. I imagine they're essential for proving exactly what happened.
They really are. And you know what's interesting? These cases often involve multiple liable parties. Sure, the driver might be at fault, but sometimes the municipality bears responsibility for poorly maintained crosswalks. Property owners might be liable for shrubs blocking sightlines. Even school districts could be responsible for inadequate crossing guard staffing.
That complexity must make it even more important to have experienced legal help.
Absolutely crucial. And here's why. The injuries from these accidents can be devastating. We're talking traumatic brain injuries, spinal fractures, and severe internal organ damage. Children can suffer unique fractures that affect their growth plates, potentially impacting their development for life.
The medical costs for those kinds of injuries must be astronomical.
They are, and that's why the Injury Helpline connects victims with attorneys who work on a contingency basis, meaning you don't pay unless you win your case. They can help recover costs for everything from emergency care and surgeries to rehabilitation, lost wages, pain and suffering, and even future medical needs.
That contingency basis must really help make legal help accessible to everyone who needs it.
Exactly. And you know what's really important? Taking immediate action after an accident. Even if you think you're not seriously hurt, call 911 right away. Adrenaline can mask injuries. Document everything. Take photos of the driver's license, insurance information, the accident scene, any damage to your bike.
Those are really practical tips. What about preventing these accidents in the first place?
Well, there are several key safety measures. Slow down when approaching crosswalks. Try to stay under 10 miles per hour. Use high visibility gear, including daytime running lights and reflective ankle straps. Make eye contact with drivers whenever possible. For parents, teaching kids the stop, look, listen, walk, bike rule is absolutely essential.
Those prevention tips are so important, but accidents can still happen even when we're careful.
That's right, and that's why the Injury Helpline is available 24/7. You'll always talk to a real person, not a chatbot. They offer a comprehensive case review at no cost, and they have a network of cycling-savvy attorneys across all 50 states. They can help with everything from property damage claims to medical lien reductions and structured settlements.
It sounds like they really provide comprehensive support through the whole process.
They do. And remember, this isn't just about getting compensation. It's about accountability and preventing these accidents from happening to others. Every case that holds negligent parties accountable helps make our crosswalks safer for everyone. If you've been involved in a crosswalk bicycle accident, don't wait. Contact the Injury Helpline immediately for that free consultation and get the help you need to protect your rights and focus on recovery.